This is Matt Long with your weekly update on the happenings in our state capital. Our Texas legislature meets once every 2 years for 140 days. The 89th legislative session began on Tuesday, January 14th, and will conclude on Monday, June 2nd. These updates will be biased. My work at the Capitol is to promote conservative principles. I will freely criticize bills and legislative behavior that goes against the founding principles of these United States. The first 2 weeks of this session can be described in one word: betrayal. The current legislature is majority Republican, as it has been for over 20 years. The practice up until now has been to place Democrats, the minority party, in positions of importance as chairpersons of some of the House committees. Over the years, this has led to important conservative legislation being ignored, slowed down, or even killed. However, there is blame enough to go around, as some representatives with an R by their name have also been responsible for killing conservative bills. I use the word betrayal as the selection of the Speaker of the House on day one of the session was accomplished by mostly Democrats, with just enough Republicans to meet the 76-vote threshold. The result? We have a Texas House with a majority of Republicans now, for all intent and purposes, being run by Democrats. This move was made by Republican Representative Dustin Burroughs out of Lubbock. Burroughs waves the Republican flag, but he and his compadres violated not only the rules of the House Republican Caucus, but also the rules of the Republican Party of Texas. When they abandoned the caucus and negotiated with the Democrats, they showed that their loyalty does not lie with the Republican Party or the majority of Texans who vote Republicans. The week two betrayal was on Wednesday, January 22nd, when the House was convened to vote on the House Rules of Procedure. These rules govern how legislation is moved through the House. This set of rules changes little from year to year and is generally adopted during the first day or week of the session. The biggest change to the rules this year specified that only members of the majority party may chair House committees. This rule change came about because the Republican Party of Texas and conservative grassroots activists have been insisting on it for many years. It was a victory, but the victory was short-lived, as other changes, including new subcommittees and new rules for vice chairs, which are all now from the Democrat Party, ended up giving more power to the minority party. H.R. 4, or the House Rules of Procedure, was laid out before the House in a manner reminiscent of a parent reading the Riot Act to his teenagers. Several members went to the back mic to question the author and propose amendments, as is usual on a bill of such importance. But before they made it through three speakers, a motion to call the question was brought up and was seconded by nearly 60 members by their signatures. The motion was granted, the vote was taken, and the rules were adopted with no debate and no amendments. This is a mockery of the process and a betrayal of conservatives and the Republican Party of Texas. One of the conservatives speaking against this motion made the point that if this is how they are going to play the game, then get ready, because we can play the same game. Buckle up, folks. The 89th legislative session is going to be one long bull ride.